Chapter 1 Molly Dunn sat waiting on the rickety old porch of Enoch Summer's store in the village of West Fork. For once, she was oblivious to the approach of the lean-faced, long-legged young backwoodsmen who lounged there with their elders. Molly was 16 and on the eve of a great adventure. She had been invited to ride to Flagerstown with the Seas. She had been there once, some years before, and the memory had haunted her. In her pocket, she had money to buy new stockings and shoes, which compensated somewhat for the fact that she carefully kept her feet and ankles hidden under the bench. She wore her good dress and bonnet, and though not satisfied with them, she was not ashamed. Andy Stoneham, a tall youth with sallow face and fuzzy beard, edged over closer and closer.
"Reckon you're awful stuck up this morning," he drawled.
Molly looked at the bullet holes in the wall of the old store. She'd seen them before, and long ago when she was 10, she had stuck her finger in them and wondered about the battle that had been fought there once.
"Going up to Flag, huh? You think I'd dress up like this for West Fork?"
inquired Molly loftily.
"Well, you used to, didn't you? You sure look pretty. But I can't see you've any call to get up-ish. I've seen you in that rig before, haven't I?" "I don't remember, Andy." "Then you've got a darn short memory," replied Andy bluntly. "Didn't I take you to the last dance in that dress?" "Did you?" "Well, I sure did. And didn't I hug you in it?" "Did you?"
queried Molly flippantly.
"You bet I did. I've forgotten. But I've heard it said you're so big and awkward, you have to hold on to a girl when you dance, else you'd fall down. Well, how about kissing you too, on the way to the dance and driving home?" "Oh, did you?"
retorted Molly, her face hot. Andy's voice carried rather far.
"And what did I do?" "Well, I figure that you kissed me back and then slapped my face." "Andy Stoneham, you're a liar about that first." "Ha ha, say, Molly, there's going to be a dance next week." "Where at?" "Hall's Mill. Come on and go." "Andy, I don't like that place,"
returned Molly regretfully.
"Besides, I wouldn't go with you anyway." "Well, you sure are getting stuck up. And why not?" "Because of what you said about hugging and kissing me." "What of that? I did and you liked it." "Oh, you're funny. Haven't all the boys done the same?" "They have not,"
declared Molly.
"Whoever said such a thing?" "I heard Sam Wise say it, and Bill Smith laughed, though he didn't say nothing." "So that's the kind of fellows you are,"
exclaimed Molly.
"Talk about a girl behind her back? To kiss and tell." "Well, at that we're not so gabby as your cowboy admirers from Pleasant Valley. Take that red-headed cowpuncher. According to his talk, he's a tall fellow with girls. He sure had you crazy about him." "He did not,"
said Molly hotly.
"Well, you acted awful queer then. Danced all the time with him, and 3 times walked out under the pines. Oh, I watched you. And come Saturday night, he was drinking here, and according to his talk, he could have had a lot more than hugging and kissing from you if he only got you alone." "Andy Stoneham, you let him talk that way about me?" "Well, why should I care? You've sure been mean to me." "Why should you indeed?"
replied Molly, coldly, and turned away. At that juncture, a horseman rode up, and his advent not only interrupted Molly's argument with her loquacious admirer, but had a decided quieting effect upon the other occupants of the porch. He was a lean range rider, neither young nor old, and he fitted the hard country. His horse showed the dust and strain of long travel.
"Howdy, Seth,"
said old Enoch Summers, rubbing his bristled chin and stepping out.
"'Pears like you've been humping it along. Where you come from?"
"Me and Arch Dunn just rode over from the Diamond," replied the other.
Molly's attention quickened to interest at the mention of her brother. Seth Haverly was his boon companion, and they had been up to something.
"Well, there's news sticking out all over you,"
drawled Summers.
"Reckon so."
"Get down and come in. Maybe a drink wouldn't go bad."
"Nope. I'm going home and get a snack of grub."
One by one, the men on the porch joined Summers,